Greetings, I'm Bill Klatke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Eden Forsyth, who's Executive Director of Civil Justice, and Eden is here today to talk to us about the various things that Civil Justice is doing to try to help folks in foreclosure, having family problems, other legal problems, and improve our community. So, Eden, welcome to the show.
Hi, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for coming. I know you're busy. I know you're very busy, so I appreciate you taking time out. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you tell us a little bit about Civil Justice?
Yeah, sure. I'm actually really happy to be here. So Great. We are a legal services organization, and our focus is on low and moderate income wage earners in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
We actually got started out as by a couple of law professors out of the University of Maryland, and about 20 years ago. And The idea of Civil Justice is to find a way for people who don't qualify for free legal services and who don't make enough money to afford an attorney on the private market to have an outlet for their legal problems. So that's how Civil Justice got started. We have a network of attorneys now, 20 years later, about 100 attorneys who are committed to providing low-fee services for the community, for people that qualify.
How can someone find out more information?
Oh, yeah, you should definitely visit us on our website. And we are at civiljusticenetwork.org. And, of course, you can call us. We're at 410-706-0174. I mean, I think the idea of Civil Justice is essentially to have a way to help people break out of the cycle of poverty, to think about a way that can tackle some of their most common problems and help them get back on track. That is the mission of Civil Justice, how it got started, and we're doing that while promoting a network of attorneys who are dedicated to their communities.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. What's your relationship to other organizations? Do you have partners?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, it's a pretty tight-knit community. I'm also especially new to this organization, which frankly meant that a lot of people in the community, in the legal services community, in the social justice community, went out of their way to help me connect the dots and help me meet people and make the connections.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's been a lot of good colleagues have gone out of their way to help me start this job. I would say overall we're really tight-knit and we try to work together and find ways to be helpful to each other.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. How long have you been with the organization? You say you're new.
Oh, gosh. I am actually really new to this, to Maryland. I'm new to the organization. I've been here just a little over half a year.
Half a year.
Yeah.
But that's long enough to know where some of the bones are buried, though, right?
I mean, I don't know about bones, but I feel like I'm just at the right place where I start to understand all the pieces.
Yeah. Good. And as executive director, your job is to make everything work, right?
Actually, it's more like I try to, actually, to be told, kidding aside, completely seriously, most of my staff and the network of our attorneys and people who are who volunteer for us, all of them really have been in civil justice a long time. They definitely know what they're doing. They care about the community, and they know about the subject matter expertise. So back to your question about being the executive director, frankly, a lot of this job is just to make sure that I harness their power and their enthusiasm and their dedication so that I funnel it and shape it and take it in the right direction. A lot of my work is really just harnessing their power and their enthusiasm. It's interesting. Some of it is reading the people's what people want to do and helping them getting there.
Right.
Some of it is realizing what they're passionate about and help them shape that mission. That's a big part of the job.
Yeah. Well, that's. They say the best leader is a leader that helps others, that helps others lead.
Well, I like to think that I help my colleagues and our volunteers and collaborators. But for the most part, it's really letting them do what they're really good at, mm-hmm. and perhaps provide a sense of structure and a vehicle to help them do what they're already really good at. I mean, most mm-hmm. of my staff, I mean, just about everybody has been in civil justice longer than I have.
Yeah.
And so I try to listen too. That's a big part of the job as well.
Right, right. Yeah. Indeed. Indeed. Let's talk more about the specific
the
areas that you folks, yeah, the programs yeah. you were. I know that you said that you do things in foreclosure mediation.
Yeah. So we have been in that space for a few years, and mm-hmm. it's made possible by a grant from the state. And we have a couple programs there. We have a foreclosure mediation program, and the goal of that program is to help owners keep their homes. So mm-hmm. that is basically where we have an attorney that will go with you at the foreclosure mediation and then represent you at that mediation process. As I said, the goal is to help the owner keep the home. And related to that, we also have a hotline where homeowners can call in and get some legal advice no matter where they are in the foreclosure process. And that mm-hmm. includes after they have lost their home. So issues with credit and establishing their credit, mm-hmm. They're welcome to call that hotline.
Let me ask you, I didn't before, who's eligible to receive services?
So for the hotline, there's no income. There's no income level okay. requirements. Anybody can call. And I think our phone number, you're welcome to call us. Our main line is 410-706-0174.
Okay.
We also recently started, a couple of years ago, started a program we call the Economic Justice Program. So that program is made possible by a couple of foundations that have generously funded the work there. There, the idea is to address some of the factors, some of the mm-hmm. Impediments that take away economic stability for low-wage earners. So a lot of the typical cases we work there have to do with some of the car situations. So what mm-hmm. I mean by that are aggressive or predatory or illegal types of car financing or car repair financing. Mm-hmm. The cycle that often low-income wage workers get into.
Yeah.
So our goal yeah. often there is to see if we can help them cope with some of the consequences of that.
Yeah.
That program we call the Economic Justice Program. Mm-hmm. It's on our website as well. You're certainly welcome to check it out, especially if you think you have a case that fits into that category. Some of the other, besides cars, some of the other cases we work on are eviction cases and unpaid wages. Those are in addition to the car cases I just mentioned.
Uh-huh.
So if you think you have a situation that might qualify, definitely give us a ring.
Okay, great. Trends.
Oh,
yep.
One uh-huh. more program.
Sure.
So
please.
More recently, uh-huh. we are developing a pilot programming family law. The idea mm-hmm. there is that the need in family law is just so huge for low wage earners.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been trying to figure out a way to provide legal services for folks who don't qualify for free services but don't make enough money to afford a private attorney. We've mm-hmm. been trying to figure out a way to connect those types of potential clients who have some ability to pay but not enough for the free market mm-hmm. to find legal representation in family law cases. So this pilot project is being staffed by a wonderful volunteer attorney and our law clerks who are doing the intake. And it's a pretty new program. We're just sort of trying it out.
Uh-huh.
Ideally,
uh-huh.
though, the hope is we would eventually, over time, find the balance between finding the attorney who can take a low-fee case in family law and matching that attorney's expertise to the person who needs it. So that's right. that's the goal. We're just trying it out. It started about, not even a month ago. We're trying mm-hmm. to figure out how it will work out.
Great. What about trends? I mean, are you seeing more cases in one particular area? I guess the family law that you've started that indicates that you are seeing more cases that folks need help in that area.
Well, I don't know if it's a recent trend. I mean, I just generally think that family law is, there's always one of the top areas of concern that comes up.
It's linked to a lot of things.
Well, it's a lot of things, right? It's everything from divorce to custody to sort of really a lot of, if you think about the spectrum of needs there, a visitation, it's a lot of issues that's common in just about everybody's lives.
Yep.
And I don't know if it's a new trend, but when you talk about the need for the types of legal services people need, family law comes up on a routine basis. Mm-hmm. The question is always, how do people afford legal services? I mean, the free legal services do a wonderful, wonderful job, but the demand far outweighs supply.
Right.
And so our thought, since our focus has been on low and moderate wage earners, our thinking has always been, well, there must be a tier of the population that has some ability to pay, but not enough for an attorney at market rate. So for those people, if they have some ability to pay, we could match that to an attorney who's willing to offer low fee services and match that need. So I mean, certainly I have worked hard in shaping a little bit that space. I guess my own view on that is, it's one of those things that once, if some of the more basic problems aren't settled, it's really hard to focus on work and getting ahead.
That's for certain.
And the need in this area comes up and again. So it's actually not my idea. The whole idea of this family law project actually got started out a couple of years ago with a couple of attorneys who are really who really care about the community and low-wage workers and wanting to do something about it. It just took us a couple of years to get to a place where we have a volunteer attorney and some intake staff and just a process to deal with the calls and matching that to the attorney.
Mm-hmm. In terms of people listening to the show,
sure.
And they think about these various things you've mentioned, they might questioning about, well, what do I look for? How do I know if I have a problem? How do I know if there's a solution out there? I mean, do you have any tips or anything you can, sometimes in discrimination, we say to someone that if something feels odd, then they should contact us because if it's better to call somebody like your hotline and get a and get an expert's opinion on something than to just sit there and take it.
That's an interesting question. I mean, I definitely agree with you that if you should give us a call if you think there's something is going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, in that sense, but you also hit something right on the head. It is sometimes hard to know what the issues are and what the problems are, right? It's hard for the average person who just had a bad experience to figure out what the legal issues might be. I mean, certainly they don't have the experience or the expertise to be thinking about how to triage the legal issues.
Right, and that's where you have the hotline.
And that is certainly call us for sure, but I think that is actually a very perceptive point, which is to say that the average person who is not trained in law has a hard time figuring out what the legal issues are and how they ought to be going about it.
And that's why you're there.
And that's why hopefully we can talk a little bit about it when you call us.
Great. We're about out of time. Could you give us that contact information one more time, please?
Yes, sure, of course. It's civiljusticenetwork.org, and you can give us a ring at 410-706-0174.
Great. And I assume you need contributions, and if any lawyers are interested, they should contact you?
Of course. Thank you. Thank you for asking.
And that would be that number in the website?
Yes, please.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
Sure. Unfortunately, for Living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, Eden Forsythe, who is Executive Director of Civil Justice, for being our guest today. Thank you, Eden.
Thanks, Bill.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
Thank you.
and for living in Baltimore. I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.